Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC on the campus of Emory and Henry College. And we're coming to you over WEHC FM 90.7 and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and occasionally stick in something that's a joke, a story, a reading, and I call those things wombats, and I do have a wombat tonight. And so that's where I get the title, Wombats and Music. The first song tonight is a goodie for me, one of my favorites, Gordon Lightfoot with Sundown. It's got a story, and it's got a lot of really captivating rhythm from my point of view. Here is Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. It's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. It's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
You just heard Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. The next song is Western Movies by the Olympics. And if they gave a Grammy Award for sound effects, I think this would get one. When I was growing up, Western movies were really common. I think about a third of the movies I ever saw were Western movies. Today, you don't get, maybe you might get two or three Western movies in a year. But they're a big deal. And on TV, they play a lot of old movies, so you get some Western movies. And this, the singer, his baby loves Western movies, as you are going to learn. This is Western Movies by the Olympics.
To save my soul.
Baby loves Western movies by the Olympics. The next song is a traditional fiddle song. I just don't happen to know the name of it. Those of you who are fiddle buffs, you'll recognize it. A very clear melody throughout. Now, I want to remind you who are new to this that most fiddle songs, especially Appalachian fiddle songs, have an A part and a B part. And the tradition is to play the A part twice and then the B part twice, then repeat the A part, and so forth, all the way through the song. And they may add little ornamentation as they go along, but the basic melody is the same. So if you listen closely, see if you can pick out the A part and where it repeats, and then the B part. And after a while, you get to where you kind of know the tune. It's one way of getting involved in the music. So this is a group called Four Men and a Dog. Bluegrass old-timey music with some good fiddling. Here we go. was Four Men and a Dog with a fiddle tune I'd like to know the name of. The next song is The Heart of Saturday Night by Tom Waits. And most people, I don't know what percentage of the population of workers, but work a five-day week. So they Friday night, you've worked a full day, but the next day is a day off. Saturday night, you've had a day off. The next day is a day off. It's kind of a special night. And this song pursues the heart of Saturday night. I think it's probably a small town song, but you can take it any way you want. But it has its own little flavor, just its own ambience. This is The Heart of Saturday Night by Tom Waits.
You gassed her and a wheel with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And you got paid on Friday, and your pockets are jingling, and you see the lights. Get all tingling cause you're cruising with a six. And you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And then you comb your hair, shave your face, trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days. In a week you know that this will be the Saturday you're reaching your peak, stopping on the red, you're going on the green, cause tonight'll be like nothing you've ever seen, and you're barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me, is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, telephones ringing, it's your second cousin? Is it the barmaid smiling in the corner of her eye? Magic or the melancholy tearing your eye? Exit kind of quiver down in the core, cause you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before, and now you're stumbling. Stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. You gassed her up and you're behind the wheel with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, telephones ringing at your second cousin, and the barmaid is smiling in the corner of her eye? Magic or the melancholy tearing your eye? Makes it kind of special down in the core, and you're dreaming of them Saturdays came before, it's found you stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. And you're stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night.
The Heart of Saturday Night by Tom Waits. The next song is The Rebel Song by Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor is Irish to the bone, and this song is about an Englishman. I think it probably is symbolic of the conflict between England and Ireland, the rebels and so forth, but also it's a personal story of broken hearts and hard-to-resolve relationships. There's a video on MTV of Sinead O'Connor singing this song, one of the most intense videos I've ever seen. She is completely, totally focused. But here's the song. See what you get from it. Sinead O'Connor with the Rebel Song. In the 1950s, and for a number of years after that, there was a comedy duo that made a lot of movies and were very popular. They were called Abbott and Costello, and this is one of the skits they did. It's called Who's On First? And it's kind of a confusing thing to deal with, and see if you can figure out what's happening. They're trying to explain who the players are on a team. One guy is trying to tell the other guy. And you'll see what happens. Abbott and Costello with their well-known skit, Who's On First?
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I mean, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and
his brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean. Oh, I see. Well, let's see. We have on the bags. We have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell
that's
me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
that's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first
base? He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to
who?
The contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
that's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
Right? I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
How did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Look,
will you stay on third base
all
and
right.
Don't go off it?
All right, what do you want
to
know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base! Got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He is center field. Look, you got a pitcher on a team?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first? I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the
team.
You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I say.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same
it.
As you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you.
Go ahead, now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
Who's on First by Abbott and Costello. Tonight's Wombat. Next up, we have a song, not a wombat. It's called If I Die Young by the band Perry. And I'll tell you, when it first came out, I worried that the singer might die young. But it's been a few years now, and she's still around. So I quit worrying about that, and I can just appreciate the music. If I Die Young by the band Perry.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time, and I'll be wearing white when I come into your kingdom. I'm as green as the ring on my little cold finger. I've never known the loving of a man, but it sure felt nice when he was holding my hand. There's a boy here in town, says you'll love me forever. Who would have thought forever couldn't be severed by the sharp knife of a short life? Well, I've had just enough. Penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down. Bed of roses, sink me in a river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. The ballad of a dove, go with peace and love. Gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time when you're really gonna need them. Oh, the sharp knife of a short life.
If I Die Young by the band Perry. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Evergreen Henry College and WISE-FM in Wise County. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special, and occasionally put in a story, a joke, an odd thing that I call a wombat. And we just had earlier Abbott and Costello, clearly a wombat. Last week was fundraising week, and if you missed your chance, you can still contribute. Go to WEHCFM.com and click contribute, make a gift, or send me email at harry@baya.net. That's Harry at B-A-Y-A, Bravo Alpha, Yankee Alpha, .net. And if you send me an email with your contribution or phone number I can call you, I will send you a refrigerator magnet, a special homemade custom WEHC refrigerator magnet. But now it's time to move on with the show. And next up is a song I play a lot, only different. I play by different artists. It's called When You Say Nothing at All. It turns out this song has a lot of room to sing different ways. And each artist does a different job. This one is by Ronan Keating. And I like this version. I like them all, but I like this one this time. Ronan Keating with When You Say Nothing at All.
It's amazing how you and speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Try as they may, they can never define what's been said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best. Wherever I fall, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
That was Ronan Keating singing When You Say Nothing at All. The next song is kind of hard to introduce. It's Annie Lennox singing it. She has a fantastic voice. And the song is called Requiem for a Private War. In this case, the Requiem is being written for the movie A Private War. And it's I watched it yesterday. On Netflix, A Private War. It's a story of a war reporter and Marie Colvin, and it's amazing what it does. I mean, wars are full of deaths, hundreds, thousands of people dying, and to make one death seem really significant, but they're all significant. This song does that. And the words are more poetry than song. I'll read you one verse. Underneath the shooting stars, fireworks tearing us apart. tiny sparks and broken parts, bruised and bleeding, broken hearts. That's kind of the flavor of the song. See if you can get into this. It's a little strange. Annie Lennox with Requiem for a Private War. That was Requiem for a Private War, written by and sung by Annie Lennox, the first song she's written since 2010. That last song was pretty intense, and so is this one in its own way. This is Wayfaring Stranger, sung by Dirk Powell, John Herman, and Tim O'Brien. You just heard Wayfaring Stranger, sung by Dirk Powell, John Herman, and Tim O'Brien. Many years ago, I ran across an album with the title Reap the Wild Winds, and it kind of struck me, and I listened to it. And I think it was kind of my introduction to the woodwinds. I'd never really paid much attention to all the woodwinds. And here they are all playing together. So it's instrumental. I'm going to play you one of their songs off that album. It's called Ode to a Mode. And the band was Stuart McKay and his Woods off the album Reap the Wild Winds. And it starts off a little slow, and then you too are going to learn all about the woodwinds, just like I did. Or maybe you already know. To a Mode by Stuart McKay and his Woods. The next song is Stand By Me by Jesse Winchester.
The land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. Well, I won't be afraid, no, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by. if the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, though I won't shed a tear.
Stand By Me by Jesse Winchester. And the last song on the show today is Shady Grove by the Crooked Road Ramblers.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. I went to see my Shady Grove, standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, little bare feet on the floor. Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall, if I can't have the girl I love, I won't have none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. If ever I travel this road again, there'll be trouble on my mind. Miles of mountain road, 15 miles of sand. If ever I travel this road again, I'll be a married man. I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
Shady Grove by the Crooked Road Ramblers. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs that I think are special and occasionally put in something like Abbott and Costello Tonight, and I call those things wombats. So this is Wombats and Music. And now it's time to close out the show, and each week I like to close it out the same way. It's audience participation time, and I want you to join me. So, here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.